You're listening to the audio production of The Path of Life, Walking in the Loving Presence of God by Lisa Robertson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jenny Welsh.
Foreword, Corey Robertson. Before I tell you how incredible this book is going to be and how awesome Lisa is, can I tell you the story of how we met? It was in the most unlikely of places. A limo on the way to the White House correspondence dinner. I know that sounds like a bit of a humble brag, and I guess it kind of is, so please forgive me. It was 2014, and God had done immeasurably more than we could have asked or imagined with a little television show about our crazy Louisiana family. He had taken our meager offering of a prayer at the end of every episode and placed our show in millions of homes in America, and more than 100 countries around the world. And on this night, we were heading to dinner with the president. My mom's first comment when I told her we were going was, "Good thing I taught you table manners." We climbed into the limo, and Lisa and her husband Tim were there, looking beautiful and dashing in a gown and tux. Willie's tux pants that I brought for him didn't fit, so he was wearing black jeans, a white shirt, a black jacket, without a tie. He claimed you couldn't see it anyway because of his beard, and his red, white, and blue bandana. I'm pretty sure he was the only one there in jeans and a bandana. I, at least, had on a gown, so hopefully they would let us in. We knew of Tim and Lisa. They were the Robertsons, of the 700 Club Robertsons. That's pretty much all we knew. But that, in and of itself, was a big deal. Their family had done incredible things for the kingdom of God through their television network and the many great works they do around the world. So we knew of them and were excited to meet them. Once in the limo, Willie and I argued on the way there whether or not we would actually get to meet the president and first lady. I had envisioned it like a giant meet-and-greet line where everyone walked past, shook their hands, and maybe got a photo op. They all informed me that there would be 3,000-plus attendees at this event. That wasn't going to happen. We all had a good laugh about my ignorance and were on our way. As soon as we walked into the Washington Hilton, a Secret Service agent walked up to Willie and me, leaned in and whispered, "Mr. and Mrs. Robertson, the president would like to meet you." We were whisked behind the curtains to a small room where President and Mrs. Obama were standing, along with a few other people, Conan O'Brien, who was the host of the night, his beautiful wife, and Nicole Kidman were among them. Despite Willie wearing denim to a formal dinner, this night was turning out to be pure magic. The President and First Lady couldn't have been more kind and gracious. They told us they watch our show on Air Force One, and thanked us for the positive values we were portraying on television. As we walked away, one of the president's aides gave Willie a box of presidential cufflinks. We walked back out to our table in a state of shock to find Tim and Lisa waiting to hear about our exciting little detour, and a lifelong friendship was born. Have you ever heard the term lagniappe? It's a Louisiana French word we use around here that means something given as a bonus or a special gift. It's like the piled-high icing on top of the cupcake, the gravy, the extra little bit of good stuff that you didn't know was coming, or if you knew it was coming, you didn't expect it to be that good. Well, I've always said that Lisa was my lagniappe from this special night. We got to meet a lot of famous people at the dinner, even shake hands with the president and first lady, but meeting Lisa was that bonus. That extra special gift that God handed out to me that I didn't see coming. On this night, we were on the surprising path that you'll hear about later. But since meeting Lisa, I've walked down difficult paths, come across potholes, been on tough parenting paths that put me on my knees, and even questioned the path that God was taking me down. Over the last few years, Lisa's words and prayers at just the right time have taught me and encouraged me along my journey. It would have been easy for her to write a book about the ways God has blessed her family, but this is simply not that book. The Word of God pours out of her because she has spent a lifetime seeking Him. She has chosen to walk in His ways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?